1 week from today, we'll be at the polls. 1 week from today, we'll be headed to the polls. And where do we stand? We stand in a divided nation, but a nation that's poised to make a decision on where we've gone so far in the Trump administration. The left keeps talking about how we need to change the conversation while they themselves continue to denigrate, attack, and demoralize, or try to, those on the other side. Let me give you an example. Let me give you several examples, in fact. In Volusia County, Florida, the Republican Party headquarters shot out yesterday. Shot out, that's right, a drive-by shooting at the Florida headquarters. Police investigating the shattered glass, the fallen campaign posters, the littered sidewalk. Nobody inside, but they've never had that kind of vandalism before, said Tony Ledbetter, the chairman of Volusia County's Republican Party. It's a small strip mall. No other businesses were vandalized, so obviously it was a political motivation. Attacked with gunfire. Now, this comes after other Republican candidates in Minnesota, in California, and elsewhere have been physically assaulted by those on the left that disagree with them. And those on the left keep telling you, well, it's Donald Trump's fault. It's not Donald Trump's fault that people are opening up gunfire at Republican headquarters. It's not Donald Trump's fault that somebody sent fake bombs to Democrats around the country. It's certainly not Donald Trump's fault that a Trump-hating anti-Semitic gunned down innocent individuals in Pennsylvania. None of those things are true. But as I explained quite clearly during Monday's program, it is you that are to blame for everything that goes wrong, according to those on the left. You are to blame for every lunatic that kills or tries to kill other Americans. Let me show you just how far off the deep end these people are when it comes to blaming you. Brian Stelter, one of the liberal psychotics leading a circus on CNN and championed by Bill Kristol. Let's pick up the conversation midway. Go with it.
Since 6 days before the shooting, he said, I've noticed a change in people saying illegals. They now say invaders. I like this. What's he talking about there? He's talking about the migrant caravan. He's talking about the migrant caravan portrayed by far right-wing media as an invasion. Let's pull that up because a tweet about this by Josh Marshall went viral. We can show you the tweet. I don't want to play the clip from Lou Dobbs because it's so gross.
Yeah.
I don't want to give it any more oxygen. But the point of the tweet, the point of the segment, as Josh Marshall is saying here, is that Lou Dobbs had a guest on from Judicial Watch saying the caravan from Central America was being funded or directed by the Soros-occupied state.
So the Soros-occupied is a play on Zionist-occupied government, which is a very familiar anti-Semitic trope. Mm-hmm. Soros is Jewish, and the right has been obsessed with him for that, among other reasons. And this brings it all together. So it's the Jews, the evil Jews, occupying the U.S. government and bringing in alien invaders
into this country. I got to ask myself, what is wrong with Bill Kristol? Is he mentally unstable? Anybody that could pull those things together, that somehow being opposed to the caravan is akin to Jews are bad and Jews are running the government. I mean, where does he get the level of sickness in one's brain to believe that somebody in Wisconsin or Michigan or Pennsylvania is sitting there consciously saying, well, it's those Jews in Washington. That hasn't bothered anyone. It's not the conversation. It's nowhere near the point of the conversation. Opposing George Soros and his meddling, does that mean those in the nation, his home nation of Hungary and elsewhere, are just a bunch of anti-Semitics because they've thrown George Soros out for meddling in politics? Please. Bill Kristol is one of the worst offenders of common sense, frankly. Anyhow, pick it up from there for a bit longer.
Go that far, unfortunately, into not just right-wing websites, but even onto Fox News, as we just saw, to get that kind of
narrative. But Fox is going to say you're blaming them. Are you blaming them?
I'm blaming them for putting that guest on the air and not, you know, correcting him in real time. And I, so far as I know, 12 hours later, doing nothing about it. And I'm blaming, honestly, at this
level. All right, enough.
Level after-
that's enough. And Lou Dobbs, that they've singled out for being gross. That's absolutely absurd. The fact of the matter is, when Americans oppose the policies of the left, they do so for common sense reasons. The common sense reason being that we have a nation that has borders, a sovereign nation called the United States. And we see a mob of people coming toward the border, demanding entry, And by the way, many of whom have already been offered asylum in Mexico and said, no, we don't want it, then obviously they're not true asylum seekers. They're coming to the United States for a different reason, for a different set of reasons. They're coming north. Quite clear, quite convincingly clear. Meanwhile, Sarah Sanders had to fight back during her press availability yesterday, during her daily briefing. She pushed back hard on the assertion by ABC News that the violence in the country is the fault of the president, which is the narration they keep continuing to push. But would Jonathan Carl listen to this?
The very first thing that the president did was condemn the attacks, both in Pittsburgh and in the pipe bombs. The very first thing the media did was blame the president and make him responsible for these ridiculous acts. That is outrageous that that would be the very first reaction of so many people across this country. I'm not finished. The only person responsible for carrying out either of these heinous acts were the individuals who carried them out. It's not the president, no more than it was Bernie Sanders' fault for the individual who shot up a baseball field of congressional Republicans. You can't start putting the responsibility of individuals on anybody but the individual who carries out the crime.
But why is the president suggesting it's the news media? The president's the one placing blame here.
No, the president's not placing blame. The president's not is not responsible for these acts. Again, the very first action that the president did was condemn these heinous acts. The very first thing that the media did was condemn the president and go after and try to place blame, not just on the president, but everybody that works in this administration. The major news network's first public statement was to blame the president and myself included. I mean, that is outrageous that anybody other than the individual who carried out the crime would hold that responsibility.
Well, that's exactly right. And where have you heard that before? If you were here for hour number one yesterday, that's what we went through and explored. The fact of the matter is they want to say the blood is on your hands. It is not. They want to say the blood is on your hands because by extension, if you voted for Donald Trump, or any Republican for that matter at this point, you are complicit in violence and racism and misogyny and anti-Semitic behavior, all of it, all of the bad things you can imagine, all of the things that you're taught that were bad when you were younger by your mother, by those in school, by everyone, everything that's bad, you are. That's the takeaway from little chubby Brian Stelter on CNN and Jonathan Carl at ABC News. And they just don't seem to understand that every time they insult the voters, the people that are just trying to look out for their families and their friends and their community because they want better jobs and they want security and they want the chance to let their kids grow up, that somehow they become the target. So let's go quickly to the Tree of Life Synagogue rabbi. Despite CNN Allison Camerota's work, working overtime to get him to say exactly that she wants him to say, that it's Donald Trump's fault, he responds differently. Check this out.
That's a beautiful message, Rabbi. President Trump has talked about coming to Pittsburgh and coming to your synagogue in the aftermath of this. Do you want him to come?
The president of the United States is always welcome. I'm a citizen. He's my president. He's certainly welcome.
Whoa!
The ADL
Stop right
tells
us. We'll come back to more of this. He's my president. He's welcome to come. Not what Allison Camerota wanted from CNN. No, they wanted him to say something worse. It's the Steve Gruber Show. We'll be right back.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce is on the job every day, fighting to deliver powerful business advocacy and political action vital to the success of Michigan businesses. The Michigan Chamber of Commerce is working to make Michigan the best state in the country to live, work, raise a family, or build a business by strengthening communities and improving our quality of life. We work to improve workforce readiness and build the entrepreneurial spirit that has powered and defined Michigan for decades. The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, on the job every day, fighting for Michigan's future. MIChamber.com.
Hear that? Isn't that a beautiful sound? Well, DTE Energy is committed to keeping them safe. That's why we monitor the natural gas system 24/7, 365. Upgrade and inspect thousands of miles of neighborhood gas lines. And do over 300,000 safety inspections every year. Because to us, safety is all about your peace of mind. And it sounds like this. DTE Energy. Know your own power. While most costs keep going up, the price of natural gas has gone down. When DTE Energy's natural gas costs dropped, we lowered your rates too. We buy when costs are low and store it to keep prices stable. Overall, natural gas bills are down 30% over the last 10 years. And that should feel. Find out more at dteenergy.com/price. DTE Energy. Know your own power.
Some of the coolest homes are also some of the warmest. Homeowners who have an eye for detail and quality often have their eye on Oil Heat for its exceptional warmth and its friendly service. Oil Heat is clean, efficient, and safe. And BioHeat Oil, which blends biodegradable materials, provides a renewable fuel source that's good for your home and environment. Now that's cool. See more at useoilheatmichigan.com. Brought to you by the locally owned and operated members of the Michigan Petroleum Association and the National Oil